The Office of Hawaiian Affairs was born in hope at the state's Constitutional Convention 40 years ago, a hope that for many has yet to be fulfilled. Five OHA seats are up for election this year, and as the agency continues to be mired in tales of infighting and ethics scandals, many observers wonder if a shakeup is in the offing. Civil Beat reporter Anita Hofschneider has the story in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
OHA has a bit of a reputation statewide, doesn't it?
Yes. Unfortunately, lately, there's been a lot of negative news coming out about the agency, and so there's been a lot of negative stories.
Well, you could look back into prior decades and find a few of those, too, couldn't you?
That's very true. And honestly, since the beginning, even before it was officially created, there's been a lot of criticism of OHA from people who don't believe that there should be a race-based organization. I mean, I went back through some newspaper archives and found a 1978 letter to the editor criticizing the organization, even calling it a monster and a racist organization. But lately, there's been so many ethics scandals that the race-based criticism is the least of OHA's problems.
Well, a lot of the recent news has to do with OHA's finances and how those finances are deployed, right?
Exactly. As you know, there was a state audit earlier this year that raised questions about the transparency and accountability at OHA. And following that, the state attorney general's office actually opened an investigation into OHA.
What's likely to change given that this is an election year, Anita?
Well, all of this comes at a really bad time for incumbents who are trying to seek re-election. And it also kind of dampens enthusiasm for OHA. And some people say that it obscures the really good work that OHA is doing. You know, every year the organization spends millions of dollars helping people with scholarships and grants, helping to fund legal services for beneficiaries on the neighbor islands, that kind of thing. And so when you have this news cycle that's dominated by lawsuits or ethics problems or investigations, it's hard to see beyond that at what else the organization is doing.
And those good news stories out of OHA are routinely cited when the press does stories about problems that they're having. But there is that recurrent issue having to do mainly with the conduct of various trustees, yeah?
Exactly. And that's really led to a lot of disillusionment among a lot of beneficiaries. I spoke to about a dozen people for this story, and many of them felt and remembered that they hoped that they felt when OHA was created. Some of them were there, some of them were teenagers or children at the time, and they felt like it was a really wonderful opportunity to finally bring equality to Hawaiians. But instead, over the years, all of the scandals and some of the conduct of some of the leaders there has kind of led to a feeling of disillusionment. And so people are still hopeful that OHA can be fixed and that change can happen. But there's definitely a huge shift in the mentality over the past several decades.
Are we likely to see some new trustees after the election?
Well, we'll have to see. There are five seats that are up for a vote, and many, many people who are running with many divergent points of view. We actually have been sending out questionnaires to the candidates, and so you can find those on our website if you want to read about their positions on various issues. And they're definitely campaigning for some change, but we'll have to see.
Well, thanks very much for that story, Anita.
Thank you for having me.
And that was reporter Anita Hofschneider with today's Reality Check from Honolulu Civil Beat. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.